Buchanan told the commission he is confident that the Senate's version of the stimulus package will pass and that it will be reconciled with the House version soon.
The bill that's going to be voted on today or tomorrow in the Senate, and then by the end of the week, I'm sure we're going to be, there'll be a conference the next couple of days after that, and then a final passage this week.
Despite his confidence that the measure will become law, Buchanan himself doesn't support it.
I voted against it. I voted against it because I think there's not as much stimulus as there should be. I think the tax provisions are a positive thing. But a lot of this, the other $500 billion in the House bill anyway, is more about spending and a lot less about stimulus. I want to see a lot more for roads and bridges. I'm on that committee. Only 3% actually got allocated for that. I almost fell over at that point. I thought it should have been 20-30% if we're going to have real value for taxpayers' dollars.
Buchanan differentiated between spending and stimulus, but economist Dean Baker, co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research, has pointed out that any spending stimulates the economy. Nevertheless, Buchanan criticized the timing of the stimulus spending in the current versions of the bill.
I'm looking for a package that's going to be clearly help create jobs, help small businesses create those jobs, and working families. That's how I'm looking at that, because at the end of the day, if we spend another $1 trillion and the interest on that over 10 years, say another $200-300 billion, what are we leaving the next generation, our kids and grandkids, compared to what are we getting? So it's got to have an impact. It's got to have an impact now. Only 20% of this big bill is even going to be spent in the first year. And by then, we should be getting in a cycle that we're moving in a more positive direction from an economic standpoint.
Buchanan said he would have liked for more transportation funding to be in the stimulus bill. Another reason Buchanan doesn't support the stimulus package is because it provides what he calls a pittance to the Sarasota-Bradenton area.
The figures that we've got is about $13 billion. We'll be glad to provide the background on that, but about $13 billion for Florida, which we take a percentage of that based on the per capita. That's not a very good number. And then the numbers that we had locally was about $12.9 million. And, you know, again, it gets back to how much of an impact is that going to have in our area.
Buchanan told the Sarasota County Commission that the cost of the stimulus package might not be enough of a benefit to the local economy of Sarasota and Bradenton.
And when you take that percentage of that, of $1 trillion, you say, look, I've got sons, many of you have got children, grandchildren. I'm not putting my kids' future in hawk over $12.9 million, and then, you know, figure out maybe by the time it gets here, you might not get that.
New York Times columnist Paul Krugman and other economists have pointed out that spending will increase GDP and decrease unemployment more than tax cuts will. The commission's vice chair, Joe Barbetta, echoed a common Republican line, preferring tax cuts to more spending in the stimulus package.
The president's calling this a catastrophe, saying it's, you know, if something doesn't happen quickly. And unfortunately, Congress seems to complicate things. And I know you're doing your best to interject, you know, some common sense. But to me, the quickest way to get money into the economy is obviously something like cutting the tax brackets in half, having people immediately adjust their withholding from their pay, and money immediately gets into the system within a few weeks.
Buchanan says that solving the country's credit problem is more important than providing a stimulus, and said he has spoken about the credit issue with new Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner.
I think the bigger impact than even the stimulus bill, we've got a credit problem. We've got banks that aren't lending. They're lending some, but only the top premier customers, and we've got to find ways to get more credit to credit-worthy individuals buying houses or buying furniture or buying cars for consumers and small business. That's what's really killing us, and that's where the focus needs to be. I did talk to the secretary last week, you know, in terms of economic stimulus, and they're going to be addressing this fairly aggressively in terms of dealing with banks and dealing with foreclosures, so I was happy to hear about that.
Sarasota County submitted a list of 67 projects totaling over $948 million to Congress to consider for funding under the federal stimulus legislation. The next county commission meeting will be Wednesday at 9 a.m. at the Sarasota County Administration Center, 1660 Ringling Boulevard. Reporting from Sarasota for WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.